AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Worries about inflation sent stocks deep in negative territory today. The Dow lost 649 points. Tech companies and retailers had some of the heaviest losses. Authorities say a body found in a reservoir in Northern California is believed to be a teenager, missing for weeks. The AP's Norman Hall has the story.
Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon says a body believed to be that of 16-year-old Kylie Rodney was inside a car in Prosser Lake. Moon says volunteer divers using sonar equipment located the car, which came to rest upside down in 14 feet of water. A law enforcement task force now needs to determine how and why divers with Oregon-based Adventures with Purpose were able to find the body despite searches in the same area by the task force. Rodney was last seen August 6 near the Prosser Family Campground in Truckee, attending a party with hundreds of young people. I'm Norman Hall.
Former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he plans to go to Russia to try to secure the release of WNBA star Brittney Griner. Ned Price at the State Department says it's a bad idea.
We believe that anything other than negotiating further through the established channel is likely to complicate and hinder those release efforts. We've also provided very clear guidance to American citizens.
Griner was convicted this month after police say they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. He has become a household name since the start of the pandemic.
We can't be doing the kinds of things we were doing a few months ago.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he is leaving the federal government at the end of the year. The 81-year-old tells the AP walking away after 54 years was bittersweet. A judge concedes if he does release the affidavit of the search of former President Donald Trump's estate in Florida, it may be heavily redacted. The submission is due Thursday. This is AP News. Pfizer is asking federal regulators to authorize an updated coronavirus vaccine booster. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The FDA has told vaccine makers to update their shots to target the super contagious Omicron variants. Pfizer shots for those 12 and older could start in weeks with quick approval, and Moderna is expected to seek the okay soon for its updated adult boosters. The vaccines currently being given still offer strong protection against severe disease and death, but they target the virus strain that spread in early 2020 and no longer protect nearly as well against infection. The new combo doses are essentially a second-generation vaccine. The White House says it'll be key for people to get the new shots this fall and winter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cineworld, one of the industry's biggest theater operators, confirmed it's considering filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Ed Donahue, AP News.